An iconic Queensland resort has become the latest tourism casualty of COVID-19. Green Island Resort off Cairns will temporarily close after the school holidays. The Queensland tourism industry has been hit hard, as you know, by the ongoing lockdowns in Victoria and New South Wales, two of their major markets for domestic visitors. Tony Baker is managing director of the Quicksilver Group, which owns the Green Island Resort and operates a fleet of catamarans to the Great Barrier Reef that I'm sure many of you have had a ride upon. Tony Baker, welcome back to Breakfast.
Hi, Fran. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Tony, winter is the peak tourist season for far north Queensland. A lot of Australians have had wonderful holidays up there in this time of year. What sort of drop-off in numbers have you experienced with New South Wales and Victoria both in lockdown?
Well, as we move through April, May, June, which I know is some time ago now, numbers were actually looking pretty good. But when we got through to the end of June, we saw New South Wales go into lockdown and saw quite a significant drop. And just as we got to the end of the school holidays, then Victoria went into lockdown, and that lockdown rolled forward a number of times. So when we came through into August, certainly for our section of the industry, being the marine tourism, we were seeing declines of 90% compared to the numbers that we were carrying pre-pandemic. And as we've moved through into September, certainly the first few weeks, there's been a slight improvement, but the declines are in that 75 to 80%.
Okay. A lot of people listening who've travelled to Cairns for a holiday have either visited Green Island on perhaps on one of your boats or stayed there at the resort. Why have you had to decide to close down the resort? I mean,
well,
we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to pandemic. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed that that is the case. The resort, it's a temporary closure of the accommodation only, so the day visitor facilities will stay open to cater for the day trippers going out there. But once the Victorian market closed, we started to see quite a significant wash of our forward bookings. And the resort is a fairly small, it's 46 rooms, it's a fairly small boutique resort, and we rely very heavily on people coming up for a holiday who make bookings well in advance. We don't really benefit from last-minute arrivals. So while we would see normally on the weekends good support from our local market, we relied on those holiday makers, particularly during the week. And with the cancellations we were seeing, they were very significant. 70% of our market historically comes out of New South Wales and Victoria. And as we went through August, the numbers dropped away quite significantly. And in the few weeks leading up to the school holidays, we were down around that 20% as far as our occupancy goes. Admittedly, we'll get a spike during the school holiday period, but once the school holidays finished, looking at our forward bookings, they were mostly from New South Wales and Victoria, right, and we started to see a significant drop away again.
So what kind of staff cutbacks will this mean? How many staff will you be shedding because of this? And how long
before,
do you think?
We hadn't been actually operating at full capacity, and we had started to gear up to full capacity at the end of June, and it was a big struggle to actually find staff during June. But then with New South Wales closure and Victoria closure, we were back operating at about 50% capacity through that period. So we have around about not quite 40 staff based out there. There'll be a number of people we're not able to offer any work to in the interim, so they would be stood down, and the others will be on reduced hours as we continue to provide the day visitor facilities, and also we've got our maintenance staff that will need to stay on the island.
Just finally, what's the mood like in Cairns right now? How tough is it?
Oh, it's extremely tough. We've just started the Queensland school holidays, so there's a bit of blip of business around, so that's really nice. The really challenging times, in my mind, are going to be from once the school holiday period finishes through until when the interstate borders reopen.
Tony Baker, thank you very much for joining us.
Frank, thank you.
Tony Baker, Managing Director of the Cairns-based Quicksilver Group.